I'm joined now by musician, broadcaster and fundraiser Sir Richard Stillgoe, MBE. Richard is also the founder of the Orpheus Centre, which began in 1998, and is a specialist further education college which helps young disabled artists learn independent skills through the arts. So thanks very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us more about the Orpheus Centre, please.
We're in Godston in Surrey. People start at 19 and they stay with us for 3 years, kind of like university years. But we do a kind of university of life with a lot of life skills, cooking, cleaning, budgeting, managing your life, all of that stuff that your average 19-year-old often doesn't learn at all. But also we do a lot of performing arts. I had already done, before it started, a lot of music weeks with non-disabled and disabled young people working together to do a show. And there is something about doing a show for an audience and being applauded that if your life has been a bit of a challenge up to now, applause is terrific medicine for it. You are suddenly a success instead of a problem. And so we use that to build up people's confidence so that not only do they have the life skills, but they have the confidence to use the life skills when they leave us for cooking and cleaning and laundry and budgeting and managing your life generally.
So how many students do you have year on year?
In 1998, we had 5. Now we've got 64. I think we've got 21 living on site because then again, they're getting used to having their own flats and running their own lives. And another 43 who come in as day students.
And that's optional then, is it?
21 is as many as we can take on site.
Okay.
But I'm delighted we've got the day students as well. And in the future, in the next few years, demand won't get less. We may well go as high as 100. I don't want to go higher than 100 because obviously there's a certain family atmosphere at the moment, which big numbers would interfere with.
And how many staff do you have, Richard, to look after all these students?
I don't count it, but it's an awful lot. It has to be. I don't know how many it is. And not only staff, but also 98 volunteers. The nice thing for me is that it is a kind of little utopian society that obviously the students are gaining a lot while they're there in their 3 years. But the staff, I think, go home in the evening thinking, I did something useful today. And the volunteers certainly think, I did something useful today. So everybody gets something from it.
I've been having a look at your website. I can't believe how much stuff goes on there. I mean, you seem to cater for everything, fitness-wise, mental health-wise, everything is taken care of. It must have been a massive project.
It has grown and grown and grown. I mean, I'm delighted how much it has grown. All I did was, I knew how to start it with 5 people, and I knew the 5 people because I'd worked with them before. But it is marvellous how, as I think with any idea that's the right idea at the right time, it gains its own energy. And has also had marvellous people. It has got marvellous staff, marvellous people running it.
What are some of the options for students? There's different things you can study.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of them concentrate on drama, some of them concentrate on music, some of them concentrate on dance. Not in any way to train them for a professional career in those disciplines, but just so that they can inevitably, by doing drama, making stories, you find out more about yourself and you get to know yourself better. And also, as I say, you get more and more self-confidence.
Yeah, which is really important. And you also put on nights during the year as well where the students perform.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the end of term, we have a show and do shows everywhere. Because part of our job is not just to help the students change their lives, but get them out there performing so that the audience also changes their opinion about what our young people can do. Because our young people are going to leave us and move into society, and that we have to alter that society a bit to make it a bit more welcoming.
And what's great as well, Richard, it's not a case of students turn up, they do the course, and then they're on their own. There's a real transition into helping them into the big bad world as well, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of our work is actually called transition because, up until 18, they've led quite cosseted lives. And quite risk-free lives in a way that people are determined to keep them safe. Now, we keep them safe, but we also introduce them to challenges and risks because that's what they're going to face.
And obviously, our listeners are primarily with sight loss. Can you talk about some of the success stories that have come through the doors, please?
Well, most places like us will get nearly half of their students into independent living. We get 89% into their own flats, running their own lives when they leave us. So, you know, most of our students are a success, but none of them are a success in terms of going on the X Factor and winning a prize. It's not what we're about. We're in terms of giving them a more independent life. And I'm thrilled that so many of them are doing just that.
How do people find out more?
Go to the website. Just Google Orpheus Centre and they will find out more about it. Our doors are open.
You also have an information evening. The next one's the 26th of April, I believe. That's where people can come along and find out face to face about what you guys got up to there.
Absolutely. Everyone welcome. Please come.
What does the future hold for the Orpheus Centre and indeed yourself?
Oh, we started off in an old farmhouse with a lot of extra buildings around it. And we are bursting at the seams now. So I think quite soon we're going to start building. We own some land on the other side of the lane, and I think we're going to build a new college there so that we could be even bigger and even better.
Fantastic. Wish you all the luck in the world. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Barry.
Richard Stilgoe, MBE, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure to be here. Good luck with the station.